We just witnessed a fashion emergency, and it was the most fascinating call I'd ever heard in my entire life.
That was true. You know what? I was going to sit here in silence longer because I feel like sooner or later there was going to be information that I could use and garner, either for blackmail or my own fashion decisions.
Erin Herman and Lauren Perez are from the LaureenGroup.com. Laureen Group is the stylist. You guys are stylists. Lauren helps me all the time get dressed because I don't know what to do. At this point, she's just a good friend of mine, and she just tells me when I look ridiculous. So I appreciate both you ladies coming in, and I want to talk fall essentials and things that everybody should have in their closet all the time. So let's start with, like, what are the fall trends? Because I think I'm wearing a pair on my feet right now. And my daughter looked at me and asked me why I was wearing my grandmother's shoes.
Gorgeous. Love them. A loafer. Key trend for this fall for sure. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. I'm really into them. And I like them because, so the black loafer is like back from the 90s. And the thing I like about them is that they're comfortable. Like, yeah. They're, like, so many of these trends like are super high heels. And ever since I blew my knee out, like, I can't really participate. So to be able to be fashionable and still be able to walk, it's kind of a big plus for me. All right, what else do we need for the fall?
Lauren and I pulled some great key trends, and I think it goes right along with being comfortable. You're going to see the platform is back in a lot of different iterations. So we actually brought with us today some beautiful Valentino pumps, kind of a Mary Jane iteration almost with an ankle strap as well as a platform boot. Very 90s.
Yeah, the high platform, though, like, I remember wearing those. Like, and I don't know how I wore those. I remember, like, being on the New York City streets and going to the clubs and putting those on. Is that appropriate for all ages? Just asking for a friend.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We really believe strongly in kind of an agelessness to all of the pieces that we wear.
You know, I see the stack of clothes over here. I don't see any crop tops, right? So I feel like, you know, we're going to be all right.
No crop tops, but bustiers are also back. Another 90s trend, but again, can be done. You know, we have women of our age that are wearing them. It's just how you wear them.
How do you wear them? Like with a blazer? What do you do?
With a blazer, I think they can also be really sexy at night as long as the proportions of the bottom work. So it's like, we don't want to be tight on top, tight on bottom. We want to have a really nice balance, which would mean we can wear a bustier at night, on top rather, and then wear like a beautiful relaxed trouser on the bottom.
Lauren's fall. Here we go. Here we go.
With the platform. So.
I'm sorry. What did she say?
Okay.
Trouser?
All right. So Lauren and I have been having a disagreement for a long time because she's been trying to get me in the wide leg pants now for months. And I keep saying, I feel ridiculous because I'm short. I'm only like 5'2". So I feel like it makes me look shorter. But she keeps insisting that, no, you got to wear these like wide leg pants again.
But again, to Erin's point, like it's all about balance. So if we're going to be wider on the bottom, we're going to be a little tighter on top.
And if you're, you know, have a shorter physique, when you're wearing that wide leg, getting something off wearing the platform is going to be kind of one of your best friends or a really nice boot to kind of come up off the ground a little bit.
We got the wide leg pant. We have the platform shoes are back. We've got the loafers from the 90s making a return. The bustier.
Correct.
What am I missing?
Color. Color, color, color. Vibrant colors head to toe.
All the fall essentials you need, you can head to LaureenGroup.com. Follow them on Instagram at Laureen Group. That's LaureenGroup. Erin and Lauren, thank you.